Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, verse number 31. Ajata Satru Krita Maitro Hutagnir.
Ajata Satru Krita Maitro Hutagnir.
Vipranatva Tilago Bhumi Rukmai. Griham Pravisto Guru Vandanaya. Na Chapasyat Pitaro Sobam Cha. Sobalim Cha. Okay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhisthira, whose enemy was never born, performed his daily morning duties by praying, offering fire sacrifice to the sun god, offering obeisances, grains, cows, land, and gold to the brahmanas. He then entered the palace to pay respects to the elderly. However, he could not find his uncles or aunt and the daughter of King Subala. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhisthira was the most pious king because he personally practiced daily the pious duties of the householders. The householders are required to rise early in the morning, and after bathing, they should offer respects to the deities at home by prayers, by offering fuel in the sacred fire, by giving the brahmanas in charity and charity, land, cows, grains, gold, etc., and at last offering to the elderly members due respects and obeisances. One who is not prepared to practice injunctions prescribed in the shastras cannot be a good man simply by book knowledge. Modern householders are practiced to different modes of life, namely to rise late and then take tea in bed, without any sort of cleanliness and without any purificatory practices as mentioned above. The household children are taken to practice what the parents practice, and therefore the whole generation glides towards hell. Nothing good can be expected from them unless they associate with sadhus. Like Dhritarashtra, the materialistic person may take lessons from a sadhu like Vidura and thus be cleansed of the effects of modern life. Maharaj Yudhisthira, however, could not find in the palace his two uncles, namely Dhritarashtra and Vidura, along with Gandhari, the daughter of King Subala. He was anxious to see them and therefore asked Sanjaya, the private secretary of Dhritarashtra. So sometimes in America and Europe, maybe Australia also, a husband will surprise his wife by serving her breakfast in bed. Actually, breakfast in bed, right? That's more correct. So this is considered a luxury, but actually it is smoochy, very unclean thing to do. And unfortunately, people are not following, even some of our devotees, the ideal life of a grihastha. It begins by rising early in the morning and bathing, and then offering respects to the deities at home by prayers, or, even better, coming to the temple and offering respect to the deities by prayers, and then it says offering fuel in the sacred fire by giving the brahmanas in charity land, cows, grains, gold, etc., and at last offering to the elderly members due respects and obeisances. Wow, so this is an ideal life. So unless grihasthas can be accustomed to such auspicious activities. They become degraded in their own house and therefore become harassed by all kinds of tribulations, sickness, and financial problems, social problems, family problems, all kinds of problems. And so therefore, to avoid all that, one should take to a life of suci, not muci. So the life of a devotee is very clean, bathing at least twice a day, waking up early, taking rest early, and eating moderately, only mahaprasadam, and praying, and coming to the temple, doing service. So if we just follow the program Prabhupada has given us, not only we are spared so many problems in life, but we also are able to make ends meet and at the same time maintain our vows, our spiritual vows that we made to Krishna and Guru. So this so therefore the grihasthas that live like this, well, that inspires their children also to follow their example. But if they are lax, then the children become lax, and the whole thing is, let's say, a disaster. So offering respect to the elders is also very important. Elders and respectable devotees and saintly persons and brahmanas, it's very important because it's called the culture of respect. Nowadays, children don't have much respect for elders and saintly persons and so forth. There's some, but not a lot, because the parents are not teaching them that. If the parents don't have it, how do you expect the children to have it? Therefore, this whole Vedic culture is based on respectful behavior. And then what about this fire sacrifice that they're mentioning? Well, there's some interesting verses in the fourth chapter about that. It says, Yasya sarve samaramba kama sankalpa varjita jana agni dagda karmanam tamahu pandita budhe. This verse says, one is understood to be in full knowledge whose every endeavor is devoid of desire for sense gratification. He is said by sages to be a worker for whom the reactions of work have been burned up by the fire of perfect knowledge. So, right now, we are burning up the reactions of work by the fire of perfect knowledge. So hearing this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam every morning is it's like a fire sacrifice. We're burning up the reactions of mundane work by the fire of perfect knowledge. And Prabhupada explains in a purport, only a person of full knowledge can understand the activities of a person in Krishna consciousness. Because the person in Krishna consciousness is devoid of all kinds of sense gratificatory propensities, it is to be understood that he has burned up the reactions of his work by perfect knowledge of his constitutional position as the eternal servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is actually learned who has attained to such perfection of knowledge. Development of this knowledge of eternal servitorship to the Lord is compared to fire. Such a fire, once kindled, can burn up all kinds of reactions to work. So if we live in the fire of regularly hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we are burning away all the reactions of mundane work. And we're reaffirming on a daily basis what is our real identity. Jivera Swarupahaya Nityera Krishna Das. That's who I really am. I'm not an Andhra Pradeshi, I'm not a Tamilian, I'm not a white American, I'm not a black American, I'm not this or that. I am the eternal servant of Krishna. So development of this knowledge of eternal servitorship to the Lord is compared to fire. That's why we should reaffirm it every day by hearing and chanting and praying. And such a fire, once kindled, well, we have to kindle it every morning, just like the fire sacrifice, can burn up all kinds of reactions to work. So, this is also explained in the 39th chapter, the fourth chapter, 39th verse, where it says, Shadava labhate jnanam tat para samyatendriyai. Jnanam ladva param santim achiren adigachati. So it says, a faithful man who's dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge. So how do you become dedicated to transcendental knowledge? You hear it every day, as much as possible, morning and evening. And then, due to being dedicated to transcendental knowledge, meaning regularly hearing it, we can subdue the senses. And then, in other words, the senses including the mind, and then we can achieve such transcendental knowledge without subduing the senses, without regulating the senses in Krishna consciousness. One cannot understand this knowledge. It goes in one ear, comes out the other. And having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace. So Prabhupada explains, such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by a faithful person who believes firmly in Krishna. One is called a faithful man who thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness he can attain the highest perfection. This faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service and by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Which cleanses one's heart of all material dirt. Over and above this, one should control the senses. A person who is faithful to Krishna and who controls the senses can easily attain perfection in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness without delay. Okay, and then there's another interesting verse that says, it says, apichet asipapebhya sarvebhya papa karma krit, or papa krit tama, sorry. Sarvam jnana plave naiva rijinam santarishyasi. Even if you're considered the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of miseries. So again, this transcendental knowledge, we should be hearing it regularly, and then we can cross over the ocean of miseries. We can become free of all unnecessary miseries of life. Yataidam si samido gnir basmasat kurute rujana jnana agni sarvakarmani basmasat kurute tata. So again, this is going to talk about the fire of knowledge. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so the fire of knowledge burns to ashes all reactions to material activities. So again, we're talking about burning up. This is a fire of sacrifice. That sacrifice is this hearing every morning and evening, this transcendental knowledge. If we don't engage in this fire sacrifice, then our mind remains anchored in the fantasy of material success and material sense gratification. So we see the householder is obliged to wake up early every morning, bathe, and come and have darshan of the deities and offer prayers, and then become purified by the janagni, this fire of jnana agni, this fire of knowledge, of transcendental knowledge that burns away all impurities in the heart. And then giving charity to brahmanas, well, the best charity is giving to the temple, and then offering respect to elderly members and respectful, or let's say brahmanas and genuine Vaishnavas. Okay. Nothing good can be expected from the householder who does not follow this, nor are the children of such a householder. Therefore, this whole generation glides toward hell because people are not, because they're not doing this in the family. So, however, like Dhritarashtra, materialistic householders and persons can take lessons from genuine sadhus like Vidura and thus be cleansed of the effects of modern life. Modern life is a cesspool of sinful activities. Srila Prabhupada Patita Pavane Ki Jai Nitaya Gaura Premanande. Are there any questions? Any questions? Yes. Speak louder. Well, the first thing is you have to take rest early and wake up early. Right? That's the first commitment. And second commitment is when you wake up, you have to immediately take a shower to help you wake up even more. Bathe, and then put on tilak and clean clothes, and then come to the temple. Participate in the Mangal Arati, and then the different worship, Tulsi Devi, so forth, and then listening to the class, and then chanting around, and hopefully taking a little Mahaprasadam. And now you're ready to fight the waves of material nature. Right? So that determination to go to sleep early, wake up early, and not miss the program. I mean, why does someone live in the neighborhood of the temple? Obviously not to sleep through Mangal Arati. Right? It's, the whole idea is to be able to take part in the morning program, or at least part of it. And if you can't do the morning program, at least an evening program. But morning program is the most auspicious time to make spiritual advancement. And this hearing is like a fire of sacrifice. It's like a fire yajna. It burns away the impurities of the mind, because if you sleep, or if we sleep 6 hours or more, that's considered the mode of ignorance. It's very profound. Ignorance. We were not chanting, we're not doing service, we're just in a stupor of sleep. So to get out of that ignorance, we need to jump up right as soon as, you know, let's say it's 4 o'clock or whatever, early time, and then take a shower and begin to chant, and then come to the temple, have arati, and so forth. Otherwise, if you go through 6 hours of tamas and wake up late, and then have to rush to work and all that, so you're missing that whole let's say, Brahma Muhurta, which is the best time to make spiritual advancement. You have to make a determination. I'm going to do this every day. I don't care how much work I have. I don't care anything. I have to do this. So that's the reason why people want to live close to the temple. It's not so they can sleep in. It's so that they can come regularly to the program. So we should think about it. And what happens? Janagdi sarvakarmani basmasat kudate tata. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities. So this is a fire. This transcendental knowledge, hearing it regularly, is a fire that burns away all the reactions and purifies the mind from junk desires and makes us determine that, you know, Jivera Swarupahai Nityera Krishna Das. That's who I really am. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. See? Does that answer your question? Haribo. O Goisha Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.